All right, let's go right on into chapter 15. And 15, 16, and 17, these three chapters show forth the condition of Jerusalem and Judah, and is show forth as a useless vine. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree? Or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? And the answer to this question is, the only value of a vine is to bring forth fruit. Now, a grapevine is absolutely worthless for anything else. You can't do anything with it except to bring forth fruit. If it don't bring forth fruit, men gather and burn it. Now, we read this in the 15th chapter of John, don't we? Except you abide in the vine, you can't bring forth fruit. So here we see a branch, and the question is, what is it more than trees of the forest? Well, trees of the forest have a purpose other than fruit bearing. Well, the vine doesn't. Now, Israel is called a vine in the scriptures. In the 5th chapter of Isaiah, there Israel is termed a vine. In the 10th chapter of Hosea, Israel is called a vine. And as far as God's concerned, their purpose is to bring forth fruit for Him. Trees, nations are called trees. In Judges, I don't remember where that is in Judgment, but we have the trees talking there and trying to decide which tree was going to reign over the other one. Remember what chapter that is in Judges? Anyway, you can look that up. In there, we can see definitely that trees represent nations and people. And here we read that the tree has wood. Verse 3, shall wood be taken thereof to do any work? Or will man take a pin of it to hang any vessel thereon? You see, a grapevine won't even do that. It's no good to make anything out of. You can't even make a pin to drive in a wall. It'll just crumble if you try to drive one at all. It's worthless. And then verse 4, he says, behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel. The fire devoureth both the ends of it, and the midst of it is burned. It is meat for any work. It's not able to do anything. It's worthless for anything at all but to burn it, and half burned. Now this is what we see the condition here of Israel is or Jerusalem rather, I'm sorry, not Israel. This doesn't, we're talking about the 12th tribe, talking about Jerusalem, is unable, it's good for nothing. Now we can see this expressly at the time that they went into Babylonish captivity. They thought they were good. They thought they were strong. They thought they were able to stand against the attack of Babylon. The false prophets had told them so, and had built up their courage with false hope, and they couldn't stand. There was no substance there because they had turned their back on the living God. And so this is what we're seeing now, is a condition at the time that they went into Babylonish captivity. Verse 6, therefore thus saith the Lord God, as the vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I have given to fire for fuel, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will set my face against them. They shall go out from one fire into another. Fire shall devour them. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I set my face against them. And I will make the land desolate because they have committed transgression against the Lord. Now, again, I mentioned this fact that we see this especially in Zedekiah's time, and how weak this man was, and how God brought them down to utter weakness, to where they were worthless. Now, we touched this in the 12th chapter, and I believe verse 11, wasn't it? Yes. The verse 12, and the prince that is among them, remember we said this was Zedekiah. Now, again, we see Zedekiah shown forth in this vine tree, and we know well, we read last week, and we may even read it again, I don't know, later on, but both in 2 Kings 24 and in Jeremiah 38, we see the weakness and the frailty of Zedekiah, and how then he was taken and from one fire of Jerusalem and put into another fire because he didn't know his weakness and his inability. If he would have just stayed in the first fire, he would have been half burned, but he'd have been saved. But being as he refused and rebelled, then he went into a deeper fire, didn't he? Which they finally took him and slew all of his sons, and before his eyes, we read, and then put his eyes out, and he died in Babylon. Why? Simply because he refused to obey God. Now, but we had two different kinds of prophets. We had the false prophet that urged him and all the people that everything was going to be all right, that peace is around the corner. And we had people like Jeremiah and Ezekiel that said, no, it isn't. You're going into captivity. Ezekiel said in the 25th chapter, you're going into Babylonish captivity for 70 years. The true prophet was right. Well, Zedekiah just believed the wrong prophet. And because of this, the land became desolate, and he was slain. He died in Babylon.